Good afternoon, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time frame you may be in. This is Creeping It Reels in the Field. Anyway, today I'm just going to talk about the Bunyip. Next time I'm going to talk about the Wendigo. And this is the sightings and what attracts it. Bunyip, it is a part of an Australian folklore, and it is a water creature, aquatic. Horse-like head, dog-like head, emu-like head, legs of an alligator, shaggy mane. Powerful, strong limbs. Sometimes stands on two legs. Large and hairy. It has tusk. It has long claws. 1818 was one of the first sightings in Wales. Aboriginal word came out. Comparisons have been made to extinct marsupials like Diprotodon or Thylacoleo. In the paper, the Sydney Morning Herald, Snow is in the background, guys, trying to tell y'all hello because I won't allow her in the room while I'm recording. Sydney Morning Herald was one of the first that spoke of the sighting of a bunyip. It is also known as the world's dumbest cryptid. But the sighting of a bunyip by a herdsman who saw a large, calf-sized creature with large ears, a shaggy mane, and two tusks. It was moving with an awkward gallop. 1847, location was unspecified in New South Wales, Australia. The encounter, the herdsman saw the bunyip. They both startled, ran opposite directions, fled from one another. William Buckley in 1852 was an escaped convict who lived with Aboriginal people, wrote about an amphibious animal, the bunyip, that was in many lakes, described it as being covered in gray feathers and said it was the size of a small cow. Settlers in Victoria, 1845. A group of settlers reported seeing a large, hairy creature with the head of a horse coming out the water in a pond. Lake George, 1851. Another sighting of a big, hairy creature. Bunyips lurk underwater, waiting for its prey. It wanders the woods and edges of water at night and does blood-curdling screams to attract women and small children. To drag them to the water, drown them, kill them, and eat them. Children and women are its favorite food. Its scream is eardrum shattering and can be heard for miles. There's a story from a lady that knows two people that have seen the bunyip. One of the people were her boyfriend when he was 4 years old, and the other was an Aboriginal friend in his young teens and visiting relatives' property, which had a billabong. Scary story of a bunyip. There was a fisherman who was a loner, despite being told that it was a tapered off, secluded, and haunted area. He still decided to go fishing there. Anyway, guess he wasn't scared of the bunyip at first. The night came and a mist was descended upon the water. The air grew heavy and very still. A vibrant but low growl came from the depths. Also a terrifying bellow that shook the ground. So as the fisherman was about to react to the noises and the dark, misty waters, a very big, weird, monster-like creature with glowing red eyes and sharp fangs lunged out the water. Its huge jaws clamping down on a man's body. He was dragged into the ugly, dirty, murky water. His screams came to an abrupt halt. Guess he was dead. Another sighting of a bunyip. It was terrifying experience of a group of campers on a night walk in the Australian bush. As the campers were coming around the bend in the darkness on a creek bed, they all heard a series of strange, horrendous splashes and a guttural roar that seemed to come from all around, not just in the water. So it must have been echoes, right? They all started booking it back to the campgrounds to safety. All the while, they had to follow the path around the body of water because the moonlight was their only light. Creepy, creepy, creepy. All right, Snow, Mommy loves you. I'll be out in a minute. All the while, as they were retreating, the chilling noises of something crying followed their every move, echoing from the water. Once back at safety, they reported seeing a glimpse of something black and monstrous moving beneath the water's edge, following them for as long as it could. Its eyes were reflecting the small bit of moonlight. And that is my story about the Bunyip. I will be back very soon. Sorry it has been so long since I have done an episode of the podcast. But we are reaching football season, so I have been trying to put those things together as well. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, like, review, and leave a review. Thank you very much. We are on Apple Podcast. We are on Spotify. We are on CastBox. We are on iHeartRadio. We're on a bunch of other ones. I'm still trying to get me on Pandora. I'll figure it out. You just wait. Until next time, creeping it real in the fields. And I'm going to go find me a bunyip.